We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Right now, though, California's pot industry is facing what's being called an extinction event. Here to explain is Michelle Magogat, a cannabis attorney here in Los Angeles. Michelle, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, extinction event. Last time I heard that involved dinosaurs. Is the weed industry going to become like dinosaurs? Is it going to go away?
Yeah, I think it's actually a very good term to use in here, because much like the dinosaurs, when they went extinct, it was largely because of a Darwinism thing. And what we're seeing right now is economic Darwinism in this very young and very fickle cannabis industry that we have. Last year we saw a mini extinction event with a lot of our cultivators here in California. And this year it's probably that fate is going to be seen by our retailers.
You know, before weed was legal, I never heard stories that, underground illegal weed industry is facing an extinction event. But now that it's legal, we hear that it's facing extinction. Did being legalized kill it?
That is one we could debate for ages. The regulatory, everyone wanted legalization. Everyone was clamoring for it for decades. Now that we have it, I'm sure folks are kind of regretting classic watch what you wish for kind of situation. With legalization came over taxation, over regulation, high compliance fees, and a whole other slew of things, which ironically really enabled the black market, who decided not to convert over to the licensed market. And a lot of the folks who are trying to operate legally are suffering.
You know, I'm curious, though, why that didn't happen, for example, with alcohol. I mean, after, prohibition ended, right, and alcohol was legalized, you didn't see a black market thrive for, booze. stores were thriving. They still are thriving. Why is that not happening with marijuana? Why?
What you mentioned, I'm not going down the street to my local moonshine bootlegger and getting alcohol. I'm going to the store and getting it. And I think that's, largely because of the overtaxation in our industry. Alcohol, even though we have legalization, it's still just on a state level. We still have a whole bunch of problems all leading up to the fact that it's still federally illegal. And so it just kind of permeates every aspect of business, like inability to get a bank account, inability to go get a business loan from a major financial institution, crazy taxes. And so those are with cards like that, it's difficult to play a winning hand. Kind of similar to the alcohol industry, we're seeing, a lot of the mom and pops being shut out and moving more towards consolidation, and the bigger conglomerates still surviving. And so I think where cannabis is going to end up ultimately, after all this is said and done, is similar to the alcohol industry, where we have, very huge companies at the top, and maybe we have some, craft breweries here and there, but it'll be largely dominated by, a few cannabis companies.
All right, Michelle Magogat, cannabis attorney here in LA. Thank you so much for joining us.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.